Contact tracing, problems at the weekend, got a lot of emails and calls as well. Professor Blakely said he was hearing the same thing. Stuff-ups, delays, issues, contact tracing. Michelle Lewis has been in touch. She was tested over a week ago, Friday the 10th, and tested positive to coronavirus. Hello, Michelle.
Hi Neil, how you going?
I'm okay. So how are you feeling? You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm actually quite good, thank you. I have had little to no symptoms, so yeah, pushing on.
Why were you tested?
So a friend of mine had tested positive, and she just mentioned that obviously she was positive. It's probably best that I had a test because I was a close contact of her.
And when did you get the results?
Not until Wednesday night. So I was tested on a Friday, and then late Wednesday night I got a phone call from a doctor saying that it was positive, and that someone in the DHHS will contact me within 24 hours.
Did they?
No, I didn't hear from them. I rang Saturday morning because I still hadn't heard and complained, and I got a phone call Saturday midday from a tracing team.
So that's what, 4 days later? 4 days after you, well, it's taken 5 days to confirm you're positive, and then 4 days before they've called back.
Yeah, and then I was told that the delay in ringing me was due to the testing lab not uploading my details correctly. So they had my name, but no phone number, date of birth, address, nothing.
But you give them all that about a dozen times, don't you, when you get
A
tested?
hundred times while you get tested, yep.
So, are you in the workforce? What do you do?
I just do administration for a bin business, so I work 2 days a week.
Do you go into the office or work from home?
I have to go into the office.
Have you been? You haven't been going into the office while you
No,
wait.
no. As soon as I got tested, I've been in isolation with my three boys.
How are they?
They're okay. They're quite stressed because they can see how stressed I am. Health-wise, they're okay though.
Did you ring any of your contacts and say, look, I've been tested positive?
Yes, I actually contacted them when I first got told I was a close case. Just saying, look, I'm a close case. I'm getting tested. As soon as I got tested positive, I rang them straight away as well.
Yeah, it's pretty sloppy, isn't it?
Well, even today, I've spoken to a few of them this morning, and not one of them has been called from the DHHS to say they're a close contact case of me.
How many have you spoken to?
There wasn't many, so there's probably about five or six people. But
And
none of them have had a phone call from the department at all.
how long have they had the name since Saturday?
Since Saturday midday, yeah. I also rang another area of the DHHS because I have concerns about my children because they've been in isolation with me the whole time. I got told they had to stay in isolation with me, and then I got told they shouldn't have stayed in isolation with me and they need to get tested. So they were going to send someone out on Saturday to test them, and it's now Monday and they still haven't been tested.
Well, of course, you don't want to take them out.
Well, I'm not allowed out anyway, but no, I can't take them out or, risk them exposing it if they have it. But now I've also been told that as of today, they now need to isolate for a further 14 days,
The kids.
regardless of their tests. The kids, yeah.
Goodness me. All right. Have you heard from the police at all?
No, so I haven't had one police check. No one's checked on my welfare. No one's checked that I'm in isolation. No text messages, no phone calls, nothing.
Okay, we'll keep in touch. Thank you very much, Michelle Lewis. As Professor Blakely said, they are very, very busy. They are very stretched. Well, get in help. Bring in the army. Get in help. Because after, I think it was Professor Julian Raitt from the AMA said, after 3 days, there's no point to contact tracing. The damage is done.